Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. As an aside, let me begin by saying the United States fully aligns itself with the statement just made by Ukraine, but I have another reason for taking the floor. We have heard the argument that it somehow or other has been unfortunate that based on the previous understanding of what the rotation was going to be, that individuals who would be in the role of vice chairs have begun work and that this is in some way unfair to them. The Western Group did not anticipate or seek to have the rotation shifted from the non-aligned to the Western Group. Instead, there was a certain disunity within the NAM that led to this situation. The non-aligned certainly has to accept that because of its inability to reach consensus on a candidate and the fact that the Western Group has had to step in, that this is going to have inevitable consequences which stem not from any action taken by the Western Group, but stem directly by the decision of the NAM to ask the Western Group to step in. With regard to the specific substantive point that this is unfortunate for those who thought they might, under the rotation identified in the December 20 report, they have begun work. Reality is, hey, this is life in multilateral diplomacy. We've all started to work on things and then had circumstances change. If one is uncomfortable with that, multilateral diplomacy was a bad career choice. We certainly have plenty of time now. We have, what, 7-8 months before we have the review conference under the current proposal. That leaves plenty of time under a new rotation for them to begin their work and continue. We're also setting a very strange precedent that we switch chairs, but we go with the old rotation. Imagine the confusion this is going to create going forward. We've had a simple template for the history of the BWC. When the chair is from a particular group, then there's a certain configuration of the vice chair positions underneath. I see no reason to alter that now, and past practice means nothing if we reinvent it every time we do it. So with those thoughts, I certainly support that we shift to a new rotation based on past practice consistent with the Western Group assuming the presidency of the upcoming review conference. I thank the Vice Chair.